Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and myself, Brady Quinn. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah. Come on.
There it is.
Come on. Yeah.
It's Brady Quinn. It's LeVar Arrington. No Jonas Knox today. He's taking some much needed time off, but we still get his theme music.
Yeah.
Hi, Brady.
Hey, LeVar.
Good morning.
How we doing, sir?
Very well, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing well, although despite the fact that my bracket is essentially busted. Before we get to that, I want to make sure everyone's aware that we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Yeah, my bracket is busted.
It's broken.
I'm pretty sure you're well aware of this. Much like many other people who might have had Kentucky winning the tournament. I did have the Kentucky Wildcats winning it all. I had them beating UConn, which UConn's still in good shape. Now, the issue that I've got with the fact that I picked the Kentucky Wildcats was I did it with my heart, not my head. Do you select your bracket with your heart, not your head? Do you even look at anything?
I don't use heart anymore. It's really? All head.
It's just too much heartbreak.
I give it all the head. If it's not my school or somebody I know, I just kind of look at it and say, okay, let me look at the big dogs and see who they got. Are anybody opting out? Is anybody opting out? What does this look like? What does their regular season record look like? And I just try to go from there. It's almost impossible to be able to break down every last single team if it's not like your real passion or your real gig. But I try to do my best.
I was going to say, I think even the people who are in the college basketball industry have a hard time breaking down every single team that's in the tournament, including the first four, the play-in. Mind you, talking about the big dogs, this is the fifth time. It's either the fourth or fifth time from what I saw that the 1 and 2 seeds have all prevailed up to this point into the Sweet 16. So kind of a first in that respect. But I want to get back to Kentucky.
I want you to get back to Kentucky.
Yeah.
I want you to have your say.
For a lot of people out there who don't know this, okay, I grew up a Kentucky Wildcats basketball fan. I had an uncle that played football there when I was young, and automatically when you're, you know, young growing up, you have a family member that plays somewhere, you're indoctrinated into becoming a fan because you're brought down to tailgates for football and you happen to follow all the sports teams. You know, when you're really young too, you see a Wildcat, you're like, man, that's pretty sweet. You know, like, I don't exactly, I've never seen one of those before, but the logo looks awesome. The colors look awesome. So I would grow up going to Kentucky Wildcat football games back when Tim Couch was the quarterback, and obviously watched back when Rick Pitino was the coach, and they had a run of success during that period of time. So formidable years of my life that led me to become a Kentucky basketball fan. So I followed this franchise, I should say this university organization for a while. And, you know, it's been through some down years. I think as people kind of looked back through maybe like the Tubby Smith years, some of those years in which I was in college, some of my buddies were in college, and we would watch these games. You know, it was a different feel. And when John Calipari got there, there was a rejuvenated sense that they were going to bring back to the era of Rick Pitino. Mm. And I think early on, any Kentucky Wildcat basketball fan would agree. Like, that's exactly what John Calipari brought there. Now, he brought this sense of one and done, right? Flash, and we're going to bring these top talented guys, these high flyers that you probably don't know about because they're the best players in high school basketball. But when they get here, we'll make them a household name, and we'll make them into a first-round draft pick. And that worked for a period of time. But up about the last decade, and you can use whatever excuse you want for the lack of success of Kentucky, a blue blood that's got, I think the numbers that I saw was the coach for Oakland University, not like out in California,
right,
but the one in Michigan, mm-hmm, makes a little over $300,000 a year. Mm. That's what his salary is in comparison
to Calipari's, what, $10 million?
Something like that.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And I think in basketball alone, they spend north of $20 million more, okay, than the Oakland University team that beat Kentucky, all right? And I think the entire, like, the budget for basketball alone at Kentucky is more than the entire athletics department at Oakland University. So I'm only using this to kind of give you a sense of the David and Goliath that this really was. Now, this is no disrespect to the Oakland, you know, basketball program. It's still a good program for that level. But it's not a blue blood. It's not a program that's got this type of resources like Kentucky has. And mind you, they've got one win in the last 5 years in the tournament. Like, it is absolutely astonishing the lack of success John Calipari has had. And again, we can go back to the one and done. Everyone uses it as an excuse. And I heard a very eloquent defense of John Calipari by Jay Wright, obviously a former national championship coach, talking about how, well, that just doesn't work in the era of NIL. Kentucky didn't get beat by a team that was built by NIL. Mm. Like, Oakland's got no NIL program. What are you talking about?
Mm.
This was a Kentucky basketball team that has not been coached, has not been developed. Yes, John Calipari is one of the greatest recruiters we've ever seen. There's no doubt about that. He's a first or second class almost every single year. It's probably why his rallying cry after you lose in such a disappointing way again was, wait till you see the group we've got coming in next year. Like, it's almost a joke. It's almost satire at this point.
Mm.
Where, like everything that bad happens in life, LeVar, I'm just going to sit there and look towards the future and go, hey, LeVar, wait till the group you got coming in next year, though. You know, it didn't work out this year, but wait till the group you see we got coming in next year, you know?
Selling hope.
Which is, you know, I understand that because that's all you can do in that moment. And the only reason John Calipari is probably still a coach there right now is his buyout. Is some $33, $34 million, depending on what you see. That is and there's someone in Kentucky, or there's someone that's a Kentucky basketball fan that's not willing to write that check.
Do you think he should still be the coach?
No. No. And this isn't me. Like, by the way, I'm not the only person that
feels
this way.
Is it no or hell no?
It's more of a hell no. If this was the equivalent, look, I'll say this, to win the NCAA championship in men's basketball, I always feel like it is the most difficult thing to do. mm-hmm. right? You don't get home court advantage. You get kind of regional proximity, if you will. Mm-hmm. And you play a bunch of teams that you're probably unfamiliar with, and you can meet a team that has a hot shooting night. I'm sure that's Coach Cal's, you know, response to the young man for Oakland University. It was a Gulkey, his last name. Who was, I mean, was lights out in the game. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, he's only taken 8 shot attempts, okay, inside the 3-point line the entire season. And I did think Reeves at times did a good job defending him, but clearly not well enough to take that player out of the game for Oakland. And so just another one of the debacles that was poor coaching by Cal and his staff and not being able to eliminate a player that literally, LeVar, had only 8 shot attempts inside the 3-point line the entire season. Mm. So I know I'm rehashing something that took place last week, but I didn't have an opportunity really on this platform to go off on Friday. I'm so tired as a Kentucky basketball fan of watching this team underachieve. And there's only one person you can hold accountable at this point, because you can't hold the players. Half of them are coming in and back out off into the league. For some that have been there for a while, like Reeves, for example, they're a good player. They've developed into a good player. But it's few and far between. And the lack of adjustments, the lack of being able to build any chemistry on this team is astonishing at this point. If this was, for example, and maybe you disagree, maybe you agree. Like, if we look at Nick Saban, who's arguably, I know he's retired now, but he would have a 1 or 2 recruiting class almost every single year at Alabama. If they didn't win national championships or weren't a part of the college football playoff,
he'd be out of there.
He'd be out of there. And I know people will say, well, it's different in basketball. It's a bigger field. I get that. I'm not even asking for a national championship. I'm just asking for a Final Four run, which hasn't happened in a decade. With all this talent, everything they've got. And the funny thing is, everyone uses the excuse of, well, you know, again, it's the NIL era. What is that? You know what the NIL era means? Nothing in basketball. Because, yes, you can retain and keep some guys together or recruit some guys off of other rosters, I guess, if they're in the transfer portal, however, you know, teams are constructing their roster. He's still getting the best players coming out of high school.
Yes, he is.
It just the whole thing is such a sham at this point. And the buyout's the only thing standing in the way of Kentucky having a new basketball coach. And look, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they'll still make a decision to go with one of these great coaches who's out there, who's built up some of these programs and teams, but they're still playing, right? Shaka Smart for Marquette, still mm-hmm. playing. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to be able to hire him at this point. But maybe there are other coaches out there that at this point would be a better fit for a Kentucky team that I think needs a change at this point in time.
Mm. I mean, I'll let you have it. I mean, that's, you know, I don't even have a rebuttal or refute, because this is more of a fan perspective and mixed in with your understanding of it. So I don't really disagree with any of it. One of the interesting thoughts that I had in a conversation I was having with one of my buddies just last night was, if Calipari's whole focus is just to win in the tournament, which that should be what it is, because in the NIL era, you can't use it as an excuse anymore, as you mentioned. It's either you recruit guys that you feel are going to be there for a little bit and you're able to build, or you know you're getting one-and-done guys coming into your program. And if you're getting one-and-done guys coming into your program, then you have to treat your team like the dream team. I said, that's the comparable. Right. Every time you have an Olympic team, you don't have years to get the, you know, get all the mechanics and get the, you know, the camaraderie and the, you know, the meshing together. You don't have time. You know, you have a small amount of time to get them going. Now, granted, they're older, you know, they're pros, but the premise is the same. You're pooling all this talent together, and you got to get this talent to play together to be able to win in a tournament. And to me, if Calipari, which he is, has won in the recruiting game and has bought in so much talent, it's like now the conversation and the debate is, do you take talent over age, over maturity? And to me, it's like, if you have talent with that maturity, that talent may not be the top of the top talent, but that maturity with talent will offset that young talent if you don't have the proper coaching connected to that young talent. And that was the conclusion I came to. So, I mean, if you're going to take the road of getting the top of the top, and the top of the top are going to go be with you for the next 6 to 9 months before they go to the pros, then you got to have a strategy of how to coach them to be able to win in the tournament. And I think that that's ultimately kind of what your conclusion is. And I think that's what a lot of people's, you know, trepidation and then maybe fans' frustration towards Kentucky and Calipari is that, you know, at the end of the day, you're saying you're getting these kids into the pros. They're getting paid all this money. But at the end of the day, Kentucky's suffering for it. Like, they're not – the product of Kentucky isn't improving, but the opportunities for these players to come in, get in, and get out and go to the pros and get millions and millions of dollars into the billions is – but that's not a benefit to Kentucky if you're not getting home, landing home to at least, like you said, at least make it to the Final Four with what it is that you're doing. So that's kind of how I look at it.
The interesting thing, too, is if even if you look at their lack of track record of success in the SEC of late, how many games they've lost over the past, you know, a few years, John Calipari wrote a book and talked about why he got to Kentucky. Because the lack of tournament success and lack of success in the SEC wasn't good enough. Well, we're here now. He's actually had a worse span over the last 4 years than his predecessors. Mm. So that's troubling, to say the least. I think the other thing that I would bring to light is this isn't new for him. He's preached the whole one-and-done scenario forever now. And so maybe he hasn't evolved as a coach. Maybe he hasn't figured out how to get this group together. You know, in the NFL, you always talk about how once you start playing some rookies, by the end of the season, they're not rookies anymore.
No, they're not.
Especially if you have a team that's lucky enough to go in the playoffs. You know, this team played 33 games together.
So you prepare them for that's all you're doing is preparing them for the tournament. You're not preparing them for next year. You're not preparing for the future. Prepare for the tournament. Everything you're doing should be geared towards how are we going to win the tournament.
Which is what he preaches. You know, these teams are built for March. Well, apparently not.
They're not. Yeah, they're not. They're not.
So I know there's other people who are probably frustrated too, maybe at Kentucky as a part of it. Maybe you've got another team out there that's out of it so far. Look, it's my mistake. Again, I said from the beginning, thinking with my heart, not my head.
Well,
because I should have known based on recent history, this is the direction of where this program's going right now. And the only excuse or only rallying cry John Calipari's got at this point is, wait till you see our group next year. Mm. So there's our catchphrase for the rest of the day.
Well,
I think something bad happens.
At least
you see our group next year.
You can rest assured that, you know, what's the top five of the bracket for Fox Sports Radio, Lee? What
I did mean to give you an update on this, but I'll let Lee do it.
Did you want to get the update or did you want Lee to do it? I mean, either way.
Yeah, I got you.
Give us the update on guys.
Well, you want to go from first to
let's go from fifth
bottom
to
up.
Yeah, let's go bottom up. Let's go bottom up.
Well, we all know Brady that your bracket's busted. You're sitting there at about tied for 10th. So,
dang. Not looking good.
Not looking great. You know, you need a lot of luck to go your way. LeVar, you're right there tied at 4th with your guy Plex.
Okay.
You and Plex are at 4th along with Mr. Michael Harmon.
Okay.
And Bernie Fratto. And then we're going to go
4th.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
We'll jump right up to there. And then we had Ben Maller, who was just on before us. He's tied at 3rd with Rich Ohrenberger.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then 2nd place, we've got Jason Smith, Kerry Rhodes, and TJ Houshmandzadeh.
All right. Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, we got Hoosh up there. And then can you guess who's in 1st place?
Don't say it.
It is. It's Live Bet Jesus.
By himself.
Nah. This is crazy.
Mr. Jonas Knox.
How bad he is at betting. It's crazy to think that he could be at the top.
Well,
it really is unbelievable.
At least our show is winning.
That's true.
Our show is winning.
Although I don't think I can root for Jonas. I don't think I can.
I'm rooting for all of us. I got different representatives in the top 5, so I'm looking really, really good right now.
We're looking solid.
Yeah.
You spread the field like a roulette table.
I did. You can't lose.
No.
Unless it hits green. Damn it, green. Well, I put like 10 G's on red and black and it hit green. That's all right. That's what's going on in Kentucky right now. They're hitting green.
Yeah.
They're not bluegrass.
Yeah. No, they are not. They are not at all right now. I feel their pain.
Yeah.
I feel many other teams out there, too, have already lost and been moved on. I feel their pain.
Well, there you go.
I know. I'll have to move on from it. It's still a great tournament. It's still a great experience, nonetheless.
You know, help you feel better, but you know, maybe next year. You can wait till you see the guys next year. You know, maybe you don't feel this way next year.
Wait till you see the group we got coming in. Funny enough, by the way, on the other side of this break, we'll talk about this because the NFL head coach said the same exact thing. He said, wait till you see what we do later on this spring, but he's basically saying he's not locked into a quarterback at where they're picking in the draft. But at this point, you'd have to think that that's the direction that they'd want to go. That's coming up on the other side of this break.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right, the smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I was so glad I could kind of get that off my chest, man.
I'm glad. You feel all right?
I feel a little better.
Okay, good.
I feel a little lighter about it.
Good, good.
Full disclosure, I was planning on calling in Friday morning, but my wife and I were celebrating our 10-year anniversary.
And why bring yourselves down, you know?
Boy, it wasn't that. I felt like it would have just like allowed me to clear my conscience to go through the rest of the weekend after watching that game. But we had some flight delays. We got in late, and I didn't set an alarm to wake up during the hours of the show. And I woke up just after the show had finished. I was like, missed that opportunity.
There's really no problem, man, because at the end of the day, you got an opportunity to enjoy your time when you had your time and sleep when you can. That's, you know, we have no problem with that. And it was right on time for today, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right on time. I enjoyed it.
Did you? Okay. Yeah, well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, but. It was good. I mean, I don't enjoy your pain, obviously, but I enjoyed the way you delivered your pain, you know.
There is a local bar that's advertising, by the way, Fire Cal Shot. It's a
tell me more.
What's that, Lee?
tell me more.
Is it Fireball?
It is Fireball. Okay. It's a Fireball shot, and I believe they're calling it a Fire Cow, and they're actually accepting donations to build up a fund to get to the
buy him out.
Million.
Damn. Yeah. Well, that's a long way to go.
Yeah.
That's a lot of shots you're going to have.
I had a buddy who I asked. I said, do you think I can still talk about it on Monday?
Oh, heck yeah.
And he said, and he's a UK alum, and he goes, no, it's not a national story. And I said, well, is that because of that's where Kentucky's basketball program is now?
It's not a national story anymore.
I was like, are you guys just not a national story anymore? I was like, is that like an indication of where this program's at with Coach Cal?
Well, I mean, you're national media, so the fact that you talked about it just, you know, proved the point that it is national news because, well, we just talked about it. So there you go.
Well, something else that's national news.
Yep.
It's going to be the AFC East. They got a couple quarterback scenarios. No, not talking about the Bills. We're not talking about the Dolphins. We're talking about the New England Patriots. Mm. Clearly, they're going to find someone to come in and be the guy this offseason. Drafting number 3 overall, you would assume they would take a quarterback, LeVar, but Gerard Mayo is saying that they're not locked in, at least not at this point, to taking a quarterback. So, like, read between the lines here. Do you think he's just saying that and posturing in the event that they can trade back out maybe a spot or two? Or do you think it's maybe because they're not in love with any, like, with a couple of these quarterbacks that would be after Caleb Williams and after whoever they think Washington's going to take at number 2? Or is this just pure posturing to you?
First off, I do think it's posturing to begin with. But with that being said, he's got a difficult task in front of him to rebuild this team. Where a new coach most times only have to worry about rebuilding the team, Gerard Mayo has to worry about building a team under the shadow of what was casted by such a great run by Bill Belichick. So he's got extra amounts of pressure on him. I say if you're him, you do exactly what he's doing. You posture in a way where you say, you know what, if we see a quarterback at this position that we're in to pick that we want to take and build for the future, we want it to be the right guy. But if it's not the right guy, we do have the ability to trade out and put better pieces in place than what we have right now. And if there's someone that comes available in free agency at some point, if it does happen in another draft, whatever it may be, then you make that move. But don't you feel like once you make a move on a quarterback at that number, at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that you're actually, in a lot of ways, you're placing your job, you're attaching your job to that pick?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like if that's what you're doing here and you have the daunting task of rebuilding the New England Patriots post-Bill Belichick, you had better be 1,000% sure that guy you're taking at the quarterback's position is that guy. So I think it's a safe play.
I'm with you as far as you're attached to the hip. You know, that's going to be what your legacy is. That's what, you know, people are going to remember about you. And you better make sure that you love the guy that you're going to be attached to the hip with. And at number 3 overall, you could be looking at this draft class. This could be a scenario where when you have a Caleb Williams in the draft class, it makes all the other guys not look quite as attractive, right?
Hmm.
Because he has separated himself in that top tier. And in another draft year, you know, you might be looking at Jaden Daniels or Drake May or JJ McCarthy and saying, hey, these guys look really good. You know, maybe maybe these guys are, you know, a guy I'd like to, you know, be, you know, attached to the hip with for the rest of my career as far as I'm building my legacy in New England. But I also think there's an element of it pales into comparison when you have what some people consider a once-in-a-generation talent. And I don't know that I'm going to go that far, and it's in part because we've got a Patrick Mahomes, and that's the comp everyone wants to compare Caleb Williams to. And I think I've seen a lot of his. I think he's by far the best prospect in this class. But I'm not going to go that far and say, hey, he's, you know, the greatest we've ever seen at this point coming out of college. But all that being said, I wonder how much that plays a factor into their thought process for really any of these teams, not just New England, even Washington at two, or as you go further back in Minnesota and Denver. You know, when they're looking at their quarterback needs in the draft, and they're like, man, I'm going to be getting a guy that's not what we believe is the top of the draft. Maybe we feel really good about him. Maybe he's the second guy, third guy. Maybe we feel like we can work with him, but he's not the top guy. You know, is that worthwhile to go ahead and use that draft pick then? Or would you just be better off trading back or just taking a player who you know is going to be able to be a day one starter for you? Because that's the other thing about Jerod Mayo is if you don't select a quarterback at three, let's say you trade back and you still get a really good player, ultimately, how much is that really going to help you in the win-loss column? Because part of the balance of this is if you take a quarterback there, yes, you're attaching your legacy alongside with this quarterback in regards to how things will go. I mean, largely Bill Belichick chose Mac Jones, and those two kind of rode off together. And so now if you look at it, you say, well, Jerod Mayo's in the same position. He's got to find that next guy. But if he doesn't take a quarterback, then he's still going to have a plan for it, and he could end up having a very bad first season following up Bill Belichick, which will be part of his legacy. So to your earlier point, it's a really, really tough spot to be in, is it not?
I think it is, and I think you also have to take into consideration if you were to bring in, I don't give a damn if it is Caleb Williams, if you bring him into your team and you don't have enough around him, how many years do you waste of that young prospect's career before you've put in play enough pieces that could actually lead to that guy having the level of success that he's going to be held to, the standard that he's going to be held to in terms of what his ability to produce is? You know, did they have any all-pro players on offense this year? Did they have any pro bowlers this year on offense? I don't think they did.
No.
You know, and so if you're talking about giving a young quarterback at that position a real opportunity to have success, I just think that you're putting them – how do you do it? That would be my biggest question. If I take this quarterback, I have to take this quarterback and I have to be able to convince the decision makers. I have to be able to convince our fan base that they have to be patient with us building out the rest of this team because we don't have – what we need in order for this top draft pick to be what it is that you're expecting or hoping for him to be. It's going to take a little bit of time. So I think that he's in a compromising position no matter what he decides to do. But if he can get more draft capital by trading out of three, if he's not all the way emblazoned to whoever it is that he wants to choose, then, yeah, I think it's definitely got to be, you know, err on the side of, is it posturing caution? Like,
right.
I would do it. I would hold out as long as I can to see what's the most, like, is there someone at three that another team is like, we can't miss this guy. Like, at three, we can get that guy. How much can the Patriots get out of that team in order to give up that pick? I think the two pick, I think the Washington is in that better position. Washington is in a good position. Obviously, Arizona is a little bit lower, but I mean, I think they're in a good position because they have a quarterback. But if I'm New England, I feel like you can turn what would seemingly be a kind of compromising position to be in, you can turn it into a positive by basically leveraging it because it is a tremendous value to have the number three pick.
Yeah, I think there's a number of thoughts to it. Kind of going back to the initial thought of like Caleb Williams and then the rest of this draft class at quarterback. If you look at all these prospects, like maybe they look at a Michael Penix, maybe they look at a Bo Nix, who maybe they have a second round grade on, but feel like they can get those guys in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've seen them make that move a number of times outside of the Mac Jones selection, and maybe they're sitting to say to themselves, if we can trade back from number three.
Get some really good picks up front.
We find a guy that doesn't have to start right away. We signed Jacoby Brissett in the offseason. Everyone knows we're rebuilding. You know, this is a rebuilding year. And it's not like this team made a big splash in free agency. You know, they signed K.J. Osborne, a wide receiver, Austin Hooper at tight end, Antonio Gibson, to your earlier point of, you know, how many guys did they have that were Pro Bowlers or all pros? They're never the type to make huge splashes, but even with what they did, they weren't necessarily looking at trying to completely overhaul and spend a ton of money in free agency. And that's really not the New England way. It's not what they did, but I don't think that's what they're going to do under Mayo anyway. But maybe they're looking at it saying, if we can trade back, get some more draft selections, guys who we might feel like are the best at their position. I mean, let's say they trade back and they can still find a way of taking, you know, Dallas Turner as an edge rusher, and you're pairing him opposite of someone like Matthew Judon or anyone else that you want to throw in the conversation, you know, whether it's a tackle or someone else on the offensive line. If you can get one or two of the best by trading back and getting a boatload of picks to build, maybe they look at it and say that this is better for us in the here and now and for the future.
Sounds, you know, it's more not sensible. Definitely, yeah. Sounds more sensible. Sounds more like you could take a deep breath if you're the front office, if you're the fan base. You could take a deep breath and say, you know what, this seems like the responsible patriot way of how you go about building what you're going to do versus win now. You know, right. if that's the idea is win now, and you come with that type of energy, then you're going to be judged off of that type of energy. And, you know, I think the way you just stated it, I think that would be the proper way of doing it. But you got to posture it out in order to try to get as much value out of trying to do it that way as you possibly can. Otherwise, you're just sitting there and you're saying, you know, we're going to take the best quarterback that's available at that pick.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And really what we're trying to say is that a successful game plan starts with the right players. Ooh. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today.
Well done, sir.
Thank you. I just try to weave it in when I can.
Well done. But
coming up next, we have an all-time rant for you. An all-time rant from the NCAA tournament. You will not want to miss this. Stick with us here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right, the smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I don't know if there was many teams that you'd say were making a comeback. It's been pretty chalky so far in the NCAA tournament, but
I've
got a soundbite that I think most of our listeners will really enjoy. But before we get to that, the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. You can see the standings as we went over earlier. LeVar is still in the mix. Jonas up on top. I'm already out. My bracket's busted, but get the rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. Now it's time for a little thing we call this.
Sometimes you can't get to everything in the world of sports or entertainment. Good thing the guys are here to bring you in case you missed it.
All right, Lee, what do we got?
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning, Brady. Good morning, LeVar. Guys, you just talked about it. Woo! Yeah. That's right. I got a rant for you that I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy.
Lee.
Hey, Brady. Following Purdue's win over Utah State, Matt Painter, of course, the coach, talked about some criticism that his star center, Zach Edey's been getting for being 7'4". Take a listen.
You see people, you know, around the country, even, you know, fans, but even people that cover the game say he's just tall. What would you say to the people that say that, that are only looking at the size and not just the game?
Yeah, they just shouldn't cover basketball. Yeah, you know. And so, like, you go to school and you learn things or whatever, but we all don't like every single class we're in, right? It's kind of a necessary evil. It's like going to work. Like, you don't like everybody you work with, or you don't like certain parts of your job, and, you know, it's tough, right? You got to be able to deal with, like, certain things that are difficult. And so I just think everybody should, like, take tests on their knowledge of what they're doing. Like, I think all coaches should take a test so they understand refereeing, and I think all referees should take a test so they understand coaching, and I think all journalists should have to take a basketball quiz or a test, or anybody that tweets, they should have to be able to do it. And if they say something so moronic as that, then they should have to have a probationary status where they can't tweet for, like, 3 months. I think it'll help, like society, you know, like, just try to knock out the fools, you know, so they don't have to, you know, meet at the local Walmart and say things that don't make any sense.
Shots fired at Walmart.
Dang.
I don't know how Walmart catches a stray in that whole debacle. But,
jeez. All right.
I mean, I'll say this. I watched Purdue, one, because I think Matt Painter's a good coach, but also because I am curious to see how they play around a 7'4" center. It's just, you don't see that very often. Edey's a unique player. He's a very good player. Obviously, Purdue's still very much in the mix to win a national championship. Feels like, I don't know. I mean, maybe this is warranted to some degree, but it feels like it was a little bit of an odd timing for a rant like that.
Shaq changed his name to his last name to O'Neal, so that tells me all I need to know. The guy's got dominance in him. He's dominating, and I get it. He's trying to keep a fire lit under his guys, you know, moving deeper into the tournament. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, he's probably just trying to find greater understanding, which I don't have a problem with it either, especially when he brings in social media. Lee, do we have time for anything else?
Yeah, sure. You guys, the Red Zone is coming to the Olympic Games. It's now going to be called the Gold Zone, led by Scott Hansen, Andrew Siciliano, Akbar Gbaja Biamila. It's going to be live on Peacock streaming, where it's going to be basically the same kind of concept, a whip-around show, where you'll be seeing the stuff.
Other guys,
why
couldn't
they just keep the Red Zone?
Well, because it's the gold zone. You want to, you know.
Go for the gold.
Go for the gold.
Not for the red.
I mean, was there a trademark or something going on here?
Yeah, I imagine they're going for one. Hmm. A new one. Get all the colors.
I don't get it. Keep it the same. That's why people know what it is.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be gold. Gold!
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.